Fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Amelia. How are you today?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Here I am.
In the studio.
I have arrived.
She's arrived. She's here. And we're talking about bonfires.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just, because I'm a gamer now, I thought we could talk about Dark Souls lore.
Amelia has become a gamer girl.
We're going to talk about the furtive pygmy.
You've lost me.
We're going to talk about Gwendolyn and Gwyneth. I don't think there's a Gwyneth, actually. I don't know. I've never finished one of those games. We're just going to talk about bonfires as unrelated to that.
Okay, just bonfires in general. Words and bonfires? How have we got here? What was your thought process? What took you to bonfires for word salad?
Honestly, I wanted to do a different thing. And then when I actually found the research on that thing, I was like, this isn't very interesting. But then the next entry that was about bonfires. And I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
Okay, so what do we need to know about bonfires, Amelia?
Well, what is bon about this fire, Rachel?
Yeah, what separates a bon from a fire?
Good question. I don't know. Are we talking about the French word for good?
Well, that is what Samuel Johnson thought in 1755. He had no doubt in his mind. He was certain in his soul that a bonfire was just a good fire.
Samuel Johnson, was he one of the witchy guys or?
He's the dictionary man.
Oh, he's the dictionary man. Got you.
Hated the Irish.
Horrid
bloke.
Oh, we know, yeah. In my head, he was associated with some bad things, and I thought maybe it was the witch burnings since we were talking about bonfires, but...
Not Samuel Johnson.
No.
Okay. No. So other people thought that perhaps it was related to Dutch, bon, meaning a district. You know, everyone gets together for this district.
Fire, like a block party.
But it's a district fire.
Like the Hunger Games.
Like the Hunger Games. Other people, and they had no doubt at all. They had no doubt. They were absolutely certain. It comes from Danish bon, meaning a beacon. It's a bonfire.
Of all the ones you've sort of said so far, that's the one I feel like rubs the, you know, you're like, that sounds right.
Also, some people have thought that it's from Welsh, ban, meaning lofty.
A bonfire?
Yep. Other people think that it's from old Icelandic bana, which is where we get bane and baneful from, which is a word meaning like a murderer.
Ooh. Oh, I like that one.
Yep.
I can't do a beer compression, so I'm going to leave that one.
It's where you burn murderers, potentially.
Oh, ew.
Sadly, all of these people are wrong.
One of my favourite things when we talk about words on word salad is how absolutely adamant everybody is that their etymology is right. They're like, nah, this is absolutely it. And then Amelia comes in and is like, you're all wrong.
Ha-ha. I mean, to be fair, I have access to stuff that, you know, Samuel Johnson didn't have.
The World Wide Web.
Well, he was a pretty smug guy. I wouldn't be surprised if he was just like, no. This is French.
Absolutely certain.
It's definitely French.
So they're all wrong. What's the right thing?
It's bonfire.
Bone.
It's a bonfire. So I've got here this quote from 1486, John Merck. But in worship of Saint Johann, the people woke at home and made each manner of fire. Sorry, it's written in Middle English. on was clean bones and no woad, and that is called a bone fire. And another is clean wood and no bones, and that is called a woad fire for people to sit and to wake thereby.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you so much. So it's a bonfire. It's a big fire made of bones.
Gross.
What?
Yeah.
Is it like livestock bones?
So there's a lot of debate about what was going on with a bone. Oh, yeah. And it gets good oils. All the oils come out of the bones.
Sorry to anyone trying to eat their breakfast.
Yeah. So the idea is that this was some kind of like ritualistic thing that would go on all of the time. And so you would, and so like when people are like jumping over fires and stuff, and those would be bone fires.
I mean, that's got some vibes, you know, to it.
Yeah, and it
jump would, over a fire. Why not?
Yeah.
Make it a bone fire.
The idea is that mainly, yeah, it would be kettle bones, although some people have asserted that it would, there would be like crematory type ceremonies that would be also bone fires. Yeah, and so we have these 15th century quotes being like, oh yeah, a bone fire. We have those all the time. But there's also
someone wants to know, warming one's bones, is this related, or is that just
as far as I know, that's just because generally you would warm your bones by a wildfire. And just I wasn't just putting on a voice, that is how it's written.
I can see it.
Yesterday, just a tangent for a second, because we do love a tangent on Word Salad. Yesterday I was watching the worst TV show. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. It's just
I really want to know what it is.
Trash from Netflix, an American show, and there was like a Shakespearean play in the they're doing the Midsummer Night's Dream, and they'd subtitled the Shakespeare with like a translation so that the audience like at home watching would be able to understand what's going on. It was the most terrible Netflix American thing I've ever seen happen. I was like, why do you need to tell it, you know? Anyway, I digress, but your beautiful Middle English made me think of this.
Oh, so. Thank you. Yeah, but I mean, basically the same thing happened to bone fire as happened to moon day and Christ mass, you know? We shortened the vowel to make it...
Moon day, Monday, Christmas, Christmas.
Yeah.
Keeping up?
Yeah. I'm on board. I'm on the train.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, I've so caught that's... it. So next time you're having a bone fire, consider throwing the ceremonial bones of your slaughtered cattle on there.
Excellent.
All right.
Brings us all closer to God.
On that note, you've picked us a beautiful song this morning by Emerald Webb. What's this track, Amelia?
I what is it called? It's Fire something.
Fire Night.
Fire Night. Yeah. Oh, I love Emerald Webb. This whole album. Slap. Peruse.
I feel like this is music you'd listen to jumping over some bones at a new age ceremony.
Absolutely. Like, when you are making that big bone fire, consider checking this on.
What's the album called? Dragon Wings and Wizard Tales.
Yes.
Incredible. Thank you, Amelia.
Thank you.
I'm ready to do some spells and some things like that. I was going to put Zoe's microphone on, but she's eating a carrot.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM. And